Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and glad you're here. I'm very excited about having Nascio Martin back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. We've really enjoyed our time with Nance over the last almost year since she joined our Brain Trust. Nance is an award-winning journalist. She has four Emmys from her work as a producer for television. She is former senior executive for Westinghouse. She is former press secretary for one of my favorite politicians, the Massachusetts Democrat Senator Paul Tsongas, the late Paul Tsongas. And she's the author, more importantly, of an outstanding book called Healing Conversations, which has been re-released. And she's our good friend, Nascio Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's always here. It's always good to start my day hearing your voice, Jim.
Thank you, Nance. I appreciate that very much. So, Nance, here we are in this really, really hectic season, and we took a poll recently are taking a poll, and as the poll is going so far, we ask about the holiday season. How do you feel about it? And the greatest vote getter is the one that says, "I like the holidays, but I wish it weren't so hectic and commercial." How do we deal with that kind of? I mean, that's like 7 out of 10 people are saying that. How do we deal with that?
I'm glad you're taking the poll to help people pause and think about how they feel about this season. I think we're seeing a lot of people who are making choices to take back their time, to take back or establish traditions, to think about what's really important.
Are you seeing that? Are you seeing?
I am.
More people
really
are doing that.
I think that we've passed beyond the "I'm mad as heck and don't want to."
I'm not
going to
take it anymore. Yeah.
And people don't want to be mad because they know that being mad takes a toll on them and on everyone around them. And so I think people are now shifting from realizing things aren't the way they would like them. But as I've sort of changed a rather famous saying, which is, we often hear that saying, "Well, Jim, it is what it is," which makes people feel like, well, there's nothing I can do about it. But what I'm finding is I say to people, well, it is what it is how you see it in the moment. Now, ask yourself, what can I make of this? What can I make of the fact that it's snowing and raining and I have to change my plans? What can I make of the fact that someone didn't show up or my appointment is running late or I don't have a lot of energy at this moment when I need it most?
What should we do?
Well, actually, you don't feel like a victim. You can say, well, okay, this isn't what I expected, but how can I make the best of the situation that I'm in? I think, if I can jump metaphors here, anyone watching football yesterday who happened to see people playing in a blinding blizzard, they heard the announcers tell us that the coach basically told his players, there's no excuse for the weather. There's no excuse for the cold. You're going to be your best. And
right.
I had to laugh because I understand he had them practice with playing with frozen football. My point is that you can wake up in the morning and be upset about the situation you have, or you can reach down into the person that you know you are when you can be your best and say, how do I want to be today? How do I want to be so that no matter what comes at me, I can remember to try to be my best, not necessarily do my best, but bring my best self to the table.
So regardless of the circumstances, how do I want to respond to those? Be a little more proactive in other words, anticipating that things are going to happen that we're not going to like, and be prepared to sort of be authentic to yourself. This above all, to thine own self be true.
Well, I'll give you some practical. For example, when I had to speak a couple weeks ago, it was on a weekend after working 7 days straight. I was tired. I had just flown home a few hours earlier, and I was going to be speaking to people who take care of people with Alzheimer's. These are family members and some professionals. And I was trying to help them deal with preventing burnout, which happens but mm-hmm. how do you support yourself in tough times?
Right.
And I almost walked out without putting on a back brace, which I've started wearing now to give myself support. And what I realized is that you can pause to say, oh, well, you know, I don't have time, but I wasn't going to be my best standing on my feet for an hour and a half
right.
or two if I wasn't supporting myself. So sometimes it's how do you get your game on?
Slow down and take care of yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes I will tell you, people are going through so much stress right now. I don't want to ever sound like a Pollyanna. Sometimes it's just take an extra half a cup of coffee or have a power bar or play something in the car.
Sometimes when I pull up in my car somewhere, I just sit there for a minute and just kind of take a deep breath and think about it a little bit. Hold on to that thought, Nancy. We're going to be right back, folks. Nancy Gilmartin is our guest. She's the author of Healing Conversations. It's outstanding. 20 Till. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I was
a dandy. Yeah, my kind. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.